This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in central Gaza kills over a dozen people, many of them children. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
An Israeli airstrike flattened a house in central Gaza, killing over a dozen people, two-thirds of them women and children, according to a local hospital. In Deir el-Balah, in central Gaza, some of those killed from the strike were lined up in white shrouds on the top of a truck. AP footage showed their bodies in the blood-stained white cloth with two lifeless hands poking out of one as it was lifted onto the truck platform. A man held the body of a baby whose face peered out from the cloth before being laid to rest alongside the other corpses. A line of mourners gathered by the vehicle and began to pray in respect to those killed. The bodies were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Raqqa. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukrainian officials said a Russian ballistic missile attack hit a residential area in Ukraine's Black Sea port city of Odessa on Friday. Reuters' Olivia Zolino reports.
Homes, a rec facility, and a gas pipeline were all damaged in the attack, according to the Southern Military Command. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed that Russia would receive a, quote, fair response for what he described as a vile strike. As one of Ukraine's biggest ports, Odessa has long been a target of Russian attacks. They ramped up after Moscow quit a UN-brokered deal that had allowed safe passage for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea. Moscow denies targeting civilians in the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which it launched in February 2022, though many have been killed in frequent Russian strikes.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not endorsing Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Mike Pence makes it clear he will not give his backing to Donald Trump for president this election. In a TV interview, the once loyal vice president to Donald Trump announces he will not endorse his former boss for the November election. Mike Pence joins a list of former senior Trump administration officials who are not supporting Trump's re-election bid. Last August, when Pence was running for president, he spoke of the conflict on January 6, 2021, in certifying President Biden's victory last time.
The president ultimately, continued to demand that I choose him over the Constitution.
Trump supporters were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and created a makeshift noose on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian regional governor says two people have been killed in Ukrainian shelling in the city of Belgorod, close to the border with Ukraine. Three others were wounded. Also on Saturday, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an oil refinery belonging to Russian oil giant Rosneft in the Samara region, the regional governor said. He added that an attack on another refinery was thwarted. No casualties were reported. The attacks came a day after a Russian assault in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa killed at least 21 people. TikTok creators across the country are expressing frustration over a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The proposal is awaiting Senate input. Content creators say a ban would hurt countless people and businesses that rely on the app for a significant portion of their income. TikTok supporters also say that the app is unrivaled for dialogue and community. The push to remove TikTok from Chinese authority follows concerns about the security of user data, interference in U.S. elections, and the suppression of content unfavorable to Beijing, all of which TikTok denies. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Defense officials say at least 16 soldiers, including four officers, have been killed in southern Nigeria while responding to a distress call during fighting between two communities. Defense Headquarters spokesman Brigadier General Tukur Gaswau said in a statement Saturday the attack in the oil-rich Riverine Delta state happened in the Bamadi Council area Thursday when the soldiers deployed to keep the peace, quote, were surrounded by some community youths and killed. The attack led to the death of the commanding officer, two majors, one captain, and 12 soldiers, Gaswau said, adding that a few arrests had been made related to the attack. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.